Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's shiur be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach is on Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin. The Gemara begins, Omar Papa, Hay Arisid de Daloi Ein Noitlin Mimeno La Yodayim de Loi Osu Mikoyach Gavra. Rashi explains, we're talking about over here a tzinoir of Mayim, which used to transport the water from the oir, which was the river, and then deliver it and distribute it amongst the private fields. And they used to pick up the water from the Yo'ir into a keli, pour it into the Arisa, and then the water used to flow through the Arisa, through the Tzinor, to the other fields. So if somebody wants to be Yoitzin Atilas Yodayim and putting his hands in the Arisa, one is not Yoitzin Atilas Yodayim, even though this water is coming from the keli. But as the Rebbe explained, that's because it's already considered Posak Koyach Gavra. We no longer see the koyach of the person who's pouring in the water, which is now flowing freely in the tzinoir. So the Rishonim ask a shaila over here. Enochin amar, one isn't yotzeh netilas yodayim. But as we learned in Avkuvav, why shouldn't one be yotzeh with tevilas yodayim? If somebody's toivel is yodayim in a mikveh, even though you didn't do netila from a keli, you're yotzeh because you're toivel in the mayim of a mikveh. So over here, enochin amar, you aren't yotzeh netilas yodayim because you don't have the koyach gavra, but why aren't you yotzeh midin tevilas yodayim? And the Rishonim give different tirutim in this shaila. Rashi over here says, the reason why one can't be yotzeh with tevila is because there's no shiur mikveh. In other words, enochin amar, be'etzem you should be yotzeh, you just don't have 40 sa'or in this tzinor. Were you to have 40 sa'or of mayim, you would have to be yotzeh until tevilas yodayim. But since over here you don't have a shiur of a mikveh, that's why one can't be yotzeh midin tevilas yodayim. The Rashba and the Ritva over here give a second reason why one can't be yotzeh with tevilas yodayim. That's because the water in the tzinor is considered shuvim. That could be either because the tzinor itself may be a keli, or even if the tzinor is not a kli, but since the water was first poured from the yo'ir by the means of a keli into the tzinor, so as the water went into the keli, it became shov, and once it's shov, even after it's poured into the tzinor, it remains mayim shuvim, and is therefore possible for a mikvah. And the Ritva therefore continues and says, if you poured the water into the tzinor first with hamshacha, meaning you didn't pour it directly into the tzinor, you poured it slightly outside the tzinor and let it go nimshaf along the ground into the mikveh, then the halach would be kosher. Says the Ritva, loimi boy, according to the shittas that hold that she'uva shemshichua bekula, even if you're mamshech the entire mayim with mayim she'uvim, but you did it first with hamshacha, then it's kosher. Of course, over here it's kosher. And even according to the shittas that the Ritva that hold that it's only kosher when you do hamshacha beruba, not bekula, that's only a chumra for tvila. But for netilas yodayim, says the Ritva, everybody would be moider that even if you're mamshech bekula, it would still be kosher. So those are the two reasons the Rishonim give why for tevila it's not kosher. Rashi says it's because you don't have a shir of a mikveh. And the other Rishonim say, the Rashi and the Ritva say, that's because it's mayim shuvim. So the Primigodim in Siman Kuf Mentes, Eishel Avraham Safkod Mches, points out that why does Rashi not want to say pshat like Rishonim, it's because of mayim shuvim? That's because since we find in the last perek of Mseches Mikvois that the tevila of a Baal Keri, which is Midrabanon, Chazal Matir, to do the tevila even in Mayim Sh'uvim. So just like by the Tevila of Baal Keri with Matim Mayim Sh'uvim, says the Primogodim, who Adin Rashi holds, for Tevila Siodayim, which is also only Midrabanon, one can also be Yotzer in Mayim Sh'uvim. And therefore Rashi held, that reason wouldn't be a good enough reason to explain why one isn't Yotzer with Tevila Siodayim. Because even if it's Mayim Sh'uvim, but for any Tevila which is Midrabanon, one can be Yotzer even in Mayim Sh'uvim. And therefore Rashi went to find a second reason, and that is that you don't have a shir of mem sa'ah. Now the other Rishonim, who didn't want to say Rashi's town, the reason could be, because we had early on in Daf Kuvov, a machlokes Rishonim, when the Gemara says, paskinu b'bas birsa, if you do tevilas yodayim in a small mikveh, so Tosfos of them brought two perushim in the Gemara. One pshat is what Rashi says, that bas birsa is only kosher for tevilas yodayim when it's still mechuber to a mikveh kshera, because since you don't have a shir of mem sa'ah, therefore it's only going to become kosher if it's still mechuber to a mikveh gedoyla. Otherwise, tevilas yodayim won't be kosher in a mikveh which is pachos mi'arba'im sa'ah. But Tosfos brought another pshat, which the Rashba and the Ritva says, that since from the Torah we know that for Tvilas Kelim it's kosher even Berevis, only Chazal Mevatlis and Rabbanon, that's only for Tvilas Kelim, but for Tvilas Yodayim, we remain with the Ikar Adin, and Yigmitoybel Yodayim in a mikveh which is Pochis Me'arboim Sa'o. So if so, the Rishonim over here go to Shitasayu. Rashi over there who says the halacha is even with Tvilas Yodayim and Arboim Sa'o, therefore Rashi says over here, by the Arisa de Daloi, it wouldn't be kosher for Tevila Sudaim because you don't have Arboim Sa'o. That's because that's Rashi Shita. Even Tevila Sudaim needs a mikvah shalem of Arboim Sa'o. Whereas the Rashi on the Ritva over there who said, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, that Tevila Sudaim is kosher even by Revius. So they could not go and say over here that Arisa de Daloi is possible for Tevila is because you don't have Arboim Sa'o because you wouldn't need Arboim Sa'o. So long as you have a Revius, then it's kosher for Tevila Sudaim. Therefore they had to go and say the reason why it's possible for Tevila Sudaim is because it's Mayim Sha'uvim. So Rav Papa gives the explanation that the reason why it's possible for Netilas Yodayim and Arisa de Daloi is because one doesn't have Daloi Osu Mikoyach Gavra. So the Rishonim over here asks from this Gemara on the Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag says that it's muta to be toivel Yodayim into a Keli, and with that you are Yoitza Netilas Yodayim. One doesn't have to do Netilas Yodayim from the Keli to pour the water from the Keli onto the Yodayim. One can even put your hands into the keli, and that's also considered netilas yodayim. And the Bahag brings the right from the Gemara Zochim. There the Gemara discusses the shaila legabe the din of kiddush yodayim v'raglayim in akiyor. Are you yoitzer if you put your yodayim and raglayim inside the kli of the kiyor itself? And the Gemara explains what are the tzedakim of the shaila. Do we say since the pasuk says v'rochatzu mimenu? Maybe mimenu means it must be that the water is coming out from the kiyor, but not that you can't put your yodayim and raglayim into the kiyor, because then that would not be considered mimenu. So the Bahag is medayek that it's mashma only because of the pasuk mimenu. That's why it's possible by putting your yodayim and raglayim into the kiyor. But as far as verochatzu mimenu, one can be yotza even by putting your yodayim and raglayim into the kiyor, and therefore netilas yodayim, which is the same as verochatzu, should be kosher even by putting your yad into the keli. So the Rishonim ask on the Bahag from this Gemara. Here the Gemara says very clearly that Netilas Yodayim is only kosher when you have Koyach Gavra. So how can the Bahag say that when it's Yoytza Netilas Yodayim by putting your yad into the keli? Where's the Koyach Gavra of the Mayim? The Mayim remains inside the keli and you're putting your yadayim into the keli. There's no Koyach Gavra. So Tosfos and the Rosh over here give two mahalchim to answer the kasha from our Gemara on the Bahag. The first mahalch they say is that even though the Lashon HaGemara is, one needs Koyach Gavra, that's Lav Dafka. And one only needs Koyach Keli. And to have Koyach HaKeli, you can have in one of two ways, either to be neutral from the Keli, where the water is coming from the Keli directly onto his Yodayim, or by putting his Yodayim into the Keli, that's also considered Koyach Keli. And the Chassar in our Gemara by Arisa de Daloi was that you have neither of the two, because the water wasn't coming directly from the keli onto his yodayim. The water was coming from the keli into the tzinor, into the arisa de daloi, and only afterwards was he putting his hands inside, and therefore, there's no koyach hakeli. And as far as, why are you not yoti by putting your hands into the keli, and over here you're putting your hands into the tzinor, why isn't that itself considered, according to the Bahag, a good koyach keli? So either because the arisa de daloi itself wasn't a keli, it was karka, and Karka doesn't have a din of Keli, and therefore you have no Koyach Keli whatsoever. Or, says the Ramban, even if this Tzinor was Taka Keli, but since it was Kavua in the Karka, so it's Mechzi, says the Ramban, it looks like you're doing something in the Karka. And since you don't do Netila in the Keli, it's as if you're doing Tevila in the Karka, that's why it wouldn't qualify for doing Netila into the Keli. That's the first Mahalach Tosfos in the Rosh, go and say to answer the Bahag from the Gemara. The second mahalach they say is that really it's a machlokes tanoim, because the Mishnah in the first parak of Yodayim, Mishnah Hay, brings a machlokes between the Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama, whether you can do netilas Yodayim from a koif, that means the koif, the monkey, is going to pour the Yodayim onto his hands, or the other dogma that the Mishnah talks about is how about if you have a chovis which is leaning on its side and the water is pouring out from the chovis on its own, can you be neutral your dying from that chavis? So the Tanakhama says, yes, you can. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says that it's a possible netila. Says Tosfos the Machlokes is that according to Rabbi Yossi, netilas your dying needs Koyach Gavra. Whereas the Chachamim say, the Tanakam hold, there's no need of Kerach Gavra, and therefore when a Kaif is doing the Netila, which of course doesn't have din of Kerach Gavra, and so too when the water is coming out from the Chavis alone, there's no Kerach Gavra. So the Bahag was passing like the Chachamim. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, you can be Yotzim Tiris Yodayim even without Kerach Gavra. Mashing in our Gemara, which says that Arisa the Daloy is possible because there's no Kerach Gavra, that's of course going according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Yossi says one needs Kerach Gavra, and that's why even a Netilah and a Koif, or Netilah from a Chavis, which is standing on its side, would be a possible Tiris Yodayim. And therefore, Tosfos finishes off, that according to this Mahalach, since the Machloek's Tanoim, the Chayra, one should have to be Machmir, because of our Gemara, since in our Gemara, the Amiroim Rav Papa is saying that you can't do Netilah Sudam in Arisa Dadaloi, so he apparently is going like the Shit of Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, from high timer, we would paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So those are the two Mahalchim, which Tosfos and the Rosh say to answer the Bahag. The Nafkmin, of course, between the two timing is, that according to the first time, that everybody agrees there's no din of kerf gavra, only din of kerf keli, then everybody would hold you can be toivali or daim into the keli. And it's only now, Gemara, where you're putting your hands away from the keli, you don't have the kerf keli, that's when it's a possible natila. Mashikin, according to the second of Teretz, since it's a machloek's tanom, and we pass the lack of Yossi, therefore it would be possible, ledidan, to do, putting it to be toivali or daim into the keli. So now these two shittas, the two tirutz, Matos and the Rosh, are brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Tes Siv Ches. There the Mechaber begins, Im Hichnes Yodov Besorich Kli Shamayim V'Shich Shich Yodov Behem Im HaKli Mechuber LeKarka LoYolso LeNetila. That means the Mechaber is telling us that L'Kul Alma, even according to the Shit of the Bahag, but if you did Tevila Yodayim into a Keli, which is Mechuber LeKarka, then the Kul Alma you're not Yotzer, the Raya's Ma'al Gemara. Because when you put your Yodayim into the Arisa de Daloi, then the Rabban explained to us, that even according to the Bahag, you won't be Yotzim Tevila Sedayim, because since the Aris is Mechubal Karka, therefore, you're not Yotzim Tevila. This is like Tevila. So the Bi'al Loch over here brings the Machloikas in the Poskim. That what the Mechaber says, when the Kli is Mechubal Karka, you're not Yotzim. Does this mean that it only became a Keli after you Mechubal Karka? Or, you took a Keli, and then you Mechubal Karka? The Shit of the Levush is, that it's only possible if it was Kavoy or Mesoyv Chokakoy. Only if you took material, which wasn't yet a keli, connected it to the ground, mechaber lekarka, and then you achikir, then you excavated, you turn it into a keli, that's when halacha is that it's possible. Why? Because this, since this isn't a keli, it's mechaber lekarka, the halacha is, this is kosher b'tvila. If it's kosher b'tvila, that's why it's not called being neutral in a keli. It's called being toivel lekarka. And therefore, of course, the halacha is, it's possible. But, brings the bi'alacha, the Oilas Tomit says that even if you took a keli, and you mechaber lekarka after it was already a keli, where then ikratin halacha is it doesn't have a din of karka because it's a real keli. After became it's mechzik tefila. Since now it's mechaber lekarka, the halacha would be possible for tefila midrabbana. And the bi'alacha says that bechayra he's medayek from the rishonim to the rishonim over here that the Rashba and the Ramban and Mashma he says that there's no new gzeira to go and tell us that something which is mechzik karka is possible. No. Only something which is ikir adin is karka, like the levush, chokkoy, besoyv kvoy, only such a thing would be possible for tevila to be toivel yodayim into it. Because it doesn't have been a clean ikir adin. But when you have a keli, which after it was a keli, you then mechaber the karka, and ikir adin has a din of a keli, would be kosher. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is medayek from the Loshon of the Rashba. But the emes is, that the Loshon of the Rashba says like this. He says, kein von chi be karka, ke'en tevila hi, now, why does the Rashba add the word ke'en tevilahi? That's a bissel nashma, that even though mi'ikar hadin, it's takanot tevila, and the reason being because it's already a keli, nevertheless, it's ke'en tevilahi, because now that it's mechobel karka, to people, it looks like it's maris ayin, as if you're doing a maris tevila, which is if so, more mashma like the oilas tomid. That even if you took a keli and you mechabel karka, where mi'ikar hadin has a din of a keli, nevertheless, since it's ke'en tvilahi, that's enough of a reason for Chazal to look at it if it's a tvila, and you're not being noitli yodayim into the keli. That's the mashmos, the chayin of the Rashba. But, the loshna of the Ritva, is tak mashma, like the Bialoch himself brings down, that arisa, which is bakarka, that's why it's not roi for natila, because there's no kli, and therefore it's only roi for tvila. So it's what clearly he's talking about, that's taka, only when the arisa daloi itself is kosher for tvila, that's when do we say that it's possible to be toivel yodayim besoichoy according to the Bahag. Because it's mamish a mokum which is roi for tevila. And if so, that's like the shita of the levush, Whereas if you took a keli and mechabel lekarka, then from the ritual we'll takvi mashma it would be kosher for tevilas yodayim betoychoy, like the shit of the bahak. So that the beginning of the mechabel. Mechabel continues and mechabel says, what happens if it's ainu mechabel lekarka? What happens if you want to tevil yodayim into a keli which is not mechabel lekarka? Yeish oinim says the mechabel she'also lenatilo. That's the chayla shit of the bahag. The bahag says when you tevil yodayim into a keli, it's considered you have koyach keli, the first set of toisves, and therefore you yotz in the tila. The yesh oimim says the mechaber shalei olsaloi. The other shita is the shita the chayy, the second set of toisves in the rosh. They hold that really machloikas tanoim in the Mishnah Yudayim. And since we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, who holds that one needs koyach gavra, therefore by putting your hands into the keli, one will not be yotz in the tila yudayim. The mechaber finishes off by saying uveshas hatchak yochay lismoich al divrei amatir. But the eved, when a person doesn't have a choice, he has no keli, or he can't be noital, he doesn't have the hands to be noital, then you could put your hands into the keli and be yotzin tzilis yodayim like the bahag. But Chabad finishes off and says that in such a case, if afterwards you manage to do a proper natila, you should do natila b'loi bracha. So the Chabad Machab is bringing both shittas, and he's being meikel b'di'ever like the shit of the bahag. The Machab then continues in Siv Tes, and he says, what happens if you have a chomis, which is on its side, im hoysa muta, if you have a chavis, and the water is coming out alone from the chavis, or it has a hole in the chavis and it's coming out, and the person placed his hands underneath where the water is coming out of the chavis, says the Mechaber, one is not yotzei netilas yodai. So the Mechaber is clearly passing over here, no shaila, no machlokes, that b'di'evet it's me'akev. So Rabbi Kiviyeg in the Gilim and Shulchan Aruch is matmiya. Since the Mechaber in Siv Ches is make like the shita of the Yesh Oimrim, that it's also like Natila, that means like the first types of Toises that we pass in like the Bahag, that there's no din of Koyach Gavlo, all you need is a Koyach Keli, and that's why when you're Toivel Yodayim into the Keli, then says the Mechaber, but the Eved one is Yotzi Natila Yodayim. If so, in Siv Ches as well, when you're putting your hands underneath the water which is coming out of a Chobis, so you have the Koyach of a Keli, then the chayyur, according to the Yesh Oimrim, what should be yotzei netilas yodayim? And how is it over here? The Mechaber is soisim, and he says that it's ma'akev even b'di'eved. And as we create the Rashbo in Teres Abayis, who paskins takel like the shit of the Bahag, and says the halacha is when you tovel yodayim into the keli, one is yotzei netilas yodayim. He himself paskins very clearly as well that when you put your hands underneath the chavis, which the water is being mekaleach mimeno, without any kerach gavra, then you yotzei netilas yodayim because you have kerach keli. So how is the Mechaber in Siv Ches brings this Yesh Oimrim, and nevertheless in Siv Tes is soisim that and paskins that it's ma'akev? And in fact, the Biagro, like the Bialofa says, Taka says that according to the Yesh Oimrim in Siv Ches, which is the first act of Toitz in the Rashbo, that there's no din of Kerach Gavra, all you need is a Kerach Keli, and therefore you can be totally a dime into the Keli, says the Biagro, according to this Anachanama, you'll be able to put your hands underneath the Chavis too, because here as well, even though there's no Kerach Gavra, but you have Kerach Keli. But of course, the Mechaber is very nishmashma as well, because the Mechaber says very clearly, lo also lo netila. So the Bi'alocha brings a third shita in the Rishonim to answer the Bahag, and that is the shita of the Ritva over here, and other Rishonim, the Modcha, and the Sefer Eshkol, who they say that the Mechaber, the Bahag, holds that the Teretz from our Gemara is that the reason why Arisa the Daloi is not because Koyach Keli. No. Avada, like the Lashon HaGemara is, that one has to have Koyach Gavra, and when you tovel yodayim into the tzinor, the halacha is you don't have any Koyach Gavra, and therefore, you're not Yotze. Why is it the Bahag says, when you tovel yodayim into the keli, you're Yotze? Says the Ritva, the reason for this is because when you're being your tovel yodayim into the keli, that itself is considered Koyach Gavra. Why is that considered Koyach Gavra? Because as you're dipping your hands into the keli, and you're making movement in the water, you're being mashachshech the mayim, that itself is considered Koyach Gavra. Koyach Gavra doesn't have to mean that you're bringing the water from the keli into your yodayim. That's one way of Koyach Gavra. The other way of Koyach Gavra is by you pushing your hands into the water which is inside the keli, so you're also making movement in the water, and it's also considered Koyach Gavra. This could either be understood that simply putting your hands in the water is considered Koyach Gavra. Or, like in some Rishonim is Mashma, that you actually have to do some movement with your fingers and hands to make the water move around, and with that it's considered Koyach Gavra. That's what the Ritva says to answer the Bahat from our Gemara. So according to this, Mahalach said the Bialach Gevaldig, that's written in the Mechaba, in Sif Ches, where you're talking about when you're putting your hands into the Keli, then you do have Koyach Gavra, and that's why you go to Netilas Sedaim. Masha Enkein, when you're putting your hands underneath the Chavis, there you have no Koyach Gavra at all, because the water's coming from the Chavis without you doing anything to it, and you're not doing any movement of the water inside the Keli, therefore you don't have any Koyach Gavra, and that's why the Mechaba in Sif Tes is Soysan Daloyal Sanan Netilah. And the Emma says it's talking with Duyak in the Mechaba like the Ritva. Because the beginning of Sif Ches, the Mechaba begins and says, "Im hichnis yodo b'serich kli shamayim v'shichshech yodo b'hem." Now, why did the Mechaba add these words? Yet the Mechaba holds that Tosfos, that the reason why Yotz is because there's no din of Koyach Gavra, all you need is Koyach Keli. So why was it important for the Mechaba to add and says, "You put your hands in the water and you v'shichshech yodo b'hem"? You did movement of the water. Why does the Mechaba need to go and say that? From here is clearly mashma that it's not stand because you're putting your hands into keli, you have Koyach Keli, that's why you're yodisan. No, it's only with tziruf, because shich shich yodav behem, it's considered you're moving the water around, and with that movement of the water, it's considered you have Koyach Gavra, and it's only because you have that type of Koyach Gavra, that's why you're yodisan tilis yodai. Mashenkin and Sif Tes, when you're putting your hands underneath the chovis, where you're not doing anything to make the water move, the water is moving because it's coming from Koyach Keli, it's pouring out of the chovis, then there's no din Koyach Gavra, and therefore like also Lenatina. So just to sum up, we have three shittas over here in the Rishonim, how to miyashiv the b'hak from our sugya. The first tirat of Tosis is that the Koyach Gavra is lav dafka, and all you need is Koyach Keli, and according to this, when you put your hands underneath the chovis, you'd also be yotzin tilis yodai. The second tirat of Tosis is that the shit of the b'hak is toloi on a machlikas tanoim. And since we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, that if you need real Koyach Gavra and putting your hands into the Keli, one will not be Yotzer. And the third Shitta, which is the Shitta of the Ritva, and now according to Be'i Alocha, the Shitta of the Mechaba too, is that of course the Bahag also agrees one needs Koyach Gavra. But you have the Koyach Gavra. Where do you have the Koyach Gavra? By being Toivel Yodayim into the Kli, and being Meshachshech the Mayim, that itself is considered Koyach Gavra, and with that you're Yotzer, Netilas Yodayim. The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Brachos Aloch Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, "Hakol kisherim lenetilas yodaim, va'afilu ha'koyf netila yodaim." Which is mashma l'chayra. The Rambam is passing out the Tanakama in the Mishnah Yodaim that there's no din of Koyach Gavra, and that's why even the koyf is kosher for netilas yodaim. But the Rambam continues, and the Rambam in Aloch Yudalet says that Arisa de Daloi loy also loy netila shari ein kan loy sinal yodo. So the Rambam passes out Gemara. The reason why it's possible, because there's no Koyach Gavra. So Lachaira, it's a Mefurish Astira. If the Rambam passing the Halacha is Koyf is kosher for Netilas Yodayim, which is Lachaira, like the Shifta of the Tanakama, that there's no din of Koyach Gavra. If so, why by Arisa the Daloi, did the Rambam say it's possible? Because the Ein Kan Noisin Al Yodah, there's no Koyach Gavra. But the Rambam himself says you don't need Koyach Gavra. That's what the Raivad over there asks in Asogus. He says, if you pass him Arisa the Daloi's possible, that means you pass him like Rabbi Yossi, that you do need Koyach Gavra, and if so, Koyf should also be possible like Rabbi Yossi, clearly says. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that he passes like the Tanakama. Tanakama says that Koyf is Takat Kosher. But that doesn't mean you don't need Koyach Gavra. You do need Koyach Gavra. The Rambam holds that Koyach Gavra doesn't necessarily mean that you need the Koyach of a human being. You need the Koyach of a Noisein, somebody who is pouring the water over your hands, and even a Koyf, even a monkey, even though you may not have a din of a Gavra. Rabbi Yossi says you need even a Gavra, but the Rambam has no din of a Koyach Gavra. You need to have a Koyach of a Noisein, and even a Koyf qualifies for a Baal Chai who's pouring the water over your hands. And therefore, says the Rambam, a koif is kosher, and nevertheless, Arisa the Daloi is possible. Because over here, by Arisa the Daloi, even though there was Taka, a human being who poured the water into the tzinor, but that was a while ago, and now as the water is flowing freely down the tzinor, there's no koach even of a noisin, and that's why it's possible. Just, as the Kesef Mishnah, that will only explain to us why the Rambam holds that by koif is kosher. But the shail is that the machloek is there in the Mishnah, Tanakama's machsher, even by the chovis, which is moita, the leaning barrel. Why there does the Rama pasken over there is kosher? I look over there, there's no Koyach Gavra at all. So is the Ches Mishnah over there as well. Why is this barrel leaning? Surely because somebody placed it in this leaning position. And even though he placed the barrel in the leading position a while ago, but all the water that's coming out of the barrel is considered coming out because of that maisa which the Gavin did early on, and therefore that's also considered you have the koyach of the noisen. Whereas by Risa de Daloi, even though the water was placed into the tzinor by the gavra, but now as it continues down the trip down the tzinor, that's already without koyach gavra, and that's why it's possible. So the Kesef Mishnah is telling us that we have a new shitta in the Rambam. That there's no, you don't need koyach gavra, you need to have koyach noisein. So now we have already three shittas in the Rishonim. According to Tosfos, we pass now the shitta of the Tanakama that we really need a real koyach gavra. And therefore in all cases, even a koyif and a chovis, all of these things are going to be possible. The other shitta is the shitta of the Bahag, who according to Tosfos holds that you have to have koyach keli. And therefore since you have to have koyach keli, therefore, so long as the water is coming out of a keli, even when it's coming out from a chavis muta, would be kosher. And now we have a third shita, the shita of the Rambam, that we need a koyach noisein, and therefore a koif, a monkey, qualifies a koyach noisein. But a rusa de daloi, we don't even have a koyach noisein, that's why it's possible. One last nakud over here on this sugi is, that where a papa takes on for a dover poshut, that one has to have koyach gavra by natilas yodaim. So the Rishonim discussed, where's a papa's makor that one needs koyach gavra? And the Erzeruah and Hilchos Natilas Yadayim explains the Shaila like this. L'chayra, the only other time where we see a concept min HaTorah of Natilas Yadayim is l'chayra from the Kiyor, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. And there was no Koyach Gavra. They used to open the Dad and the water used to come out from the Dad of the Kiyor. There was no Koyach Gavra. So where does Rapapa take it from? That one has to have Koyach Gavra b'shas Natilas Yadayim. So the Erzeruah himself suggests that maybe by the Kiyor too, since as soon as he used to open the tap, the water used to come pouring out. So maybe, says the Erzeruah, there was a shear of revius which was in the dad of the kiyor, and as soon as he opened the tap, that used to come pouring out. And if so, says the Erzeruah, maybe that's considered koyach gavra, just like we find the halacha is, hi, gavra, the ashken alei bitke demaya, if somebody removes the dam of water, then the water which comes out koyach rishon is called his maisa. So here as well, the water which was right there by the dad, and now you open the dad, that comes pouring out, maybe that's considered koychoy. And if so, maybe that's where we learn from, that you have to have koyach gavra. But the Erzeruah isn't happy with this pshat. The Erzeruah says, if that would be the case, if so, then l'chayra, how is it that we find by Natilas Yodayim is kosher, even Tevilas Yodayim? L'chayra, we should learn out from Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, that it's only kosher with Kiddush, and you can't do Tevila. Just like a Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, one can't be Yotz by being Tovel Yodov B'mikvah. You need only Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim from the Kiyor. So how by Natilas Yodayim is it kosher, even with Tevilas Yodayim? So the Torah is a bias. The Rashba, in Bais Shishi Sha'arvi, he brings the Ravid, that the Ravid says to Enchanama, Me'ikr Hadin, we would take a learn from the Kiyor, that one taka does not need Koyach Gavra, just like there's no Koyach Gavra by the Kiyor. He apparently doesn't hold those revius there, and therefore doesn't have a din of Koyach Gavra. Just the reason why Chazal Masakan, the Banatilas Yodayim, one has to have Koyach Gavra, is because, since over here, Chazal, as we know, the Shir is, you only have to do Natilas Yodayim from revius. Chazal are concerned that if you're going to be able to do Natilas Yodayim even without Koyach Gavra, then maybe the water won't actually get to the Yodayim. It's going to go to the Yodayim. It's going to go all over the place. If you're going to put your Yad under pouring water, since the water isn't being mechuvan towards your Yad, you may not get the full revius. And therefore Chazal said, it's only kosher when you have Koyach Gavra. But where you have Koyach Gavra, since you're being mechuvan to be noitel the Yodayim, that's when the full revius is going to get to the Yodayim. That's what the Taisa Bai says, B'shem the Ravid. And there is Zeruah, and the Beis Yosef also brings it from Shita Kadmonis, they say that the Makor V'Koyach Gavra is, because we learn from the Pasuk which we find by Hazor. The Pasuk says, when you're mazeh the Mei Chatos, the Pasuk says, V'hizo Hator Al Hatomei. Where it's mashmi, you have to have Koyach Gavra, and it's from there the Chazal U'Madame, they compared in Tilis Yodayim to the Hazor of Mei Chatos. An interesting thing is brought down in the Shalis Truva Tzitz Eliezer, who brings from the Targum Yonis Ben Uziel, that by the Pasuk of Beroch Tzu Aaron Avon of Mimenu Yudayim Beraglayim, the Pasuk of Kiddush Dan Beraglayim, there, the Targum Yonis Ben Uziel seems to explain that they didn't actually do Natilis Yodayim directly from the Kiyor, rather they filled up the water, they filled up a keli with water from the Kiyor, and then you do Natilis Kiddush Dan Beraglayim from the keli. If so, even Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, there was also Koyach Gavra. So according to Targum Yonis Ben Uziel, one could learn from there. The Gemara continues further down the Amud. The Omar Rabba, Kli She'ein Boi Revis, Ein Noitlin Mimena Layodayim. A Keli which doesn't have water of a Revis inside it is possible for Natila. Asks the Gemara, Eini, V'Omar Rabba, Kli She'ein Machzik Revis, Ein Noitlin Mimena Layodayim. Which the Gemara understands is Mashma, it's just a din in the Keli, that the Keli has to be able to contain a Revis of mine. Ho Machzik, which is Mashma, if you have such a Keli, Afal Gav the Lisvei, even though right now you don't have a Revis of mine inside it, it's still kosher. Answers the Gemara Lekasha, Holachad, Holitrei. So here the Rishonim have a machloikas how to understand the teretz of the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos understand that Chad and Trei means the first person who comes to be Noitel and the one afterwards. And the Chad, the first person who comes to be Noitel, must begin doing the Tilas Yodayim with a Keli which is both Machzik Revis and has Mayim Revis. Whereas, after the Rishon is finished being Noitel, and the Sheni comes to be Noitel, here the halacha is that since the Sheni is using the Shiraim of the Rishon, he can be Noitel even with the Shiraim of Mayim, even though there's no Mayim of a Revis, it's still kosher for Natilas Yodayim. And therefore the price which says Kli, She'ein Bo Revis, is talking about the Rishon, and the price which is Mashma, that you only need a Kli Machzik Revis, even though there's no Mayim Revis, is talking about the Sheni. The Rashba over here argues with the Rashi and says even the Sheni is only Yotzei Netilas Yodayim if he's doing Netilah with the Revis. And therefore he says that the Rishon and the Sheni doesn't mean Bezeh Achar Zeh, it means Bevas Achas. So the Sheni who comes to be Yotzei Netilas Yodayim, if he comes whilst the Rishon is still being Noitel, he can be Mitzdarev and use the same mind which the Rishon is using and be Noitel at the same time Bevas Achas. And the Chiddush says the Rashba is, even though when the Sheni comes, he comes slightly after the Rishon has begun, and therefore he doesn't have a water of Revis going over his Yodayim, Afal Pikein, since the Maisa, he's putting his hands into a Kiluach of Revis, because the water is still connected, and you still have Revis in the Kiluach, you're still the Yotzer. And the Rashba compares this to that we find in the Mishnah Mikvois, that if you have two people who went Zachazer into a Mikveh, which was a Mikveh Metzumtzum of Rabboim Sa'ah, so the Rishon went in, and as he's coming out, he takes some water out with him. And when the Sheni goes in, you don't have the mikvah Rabbim Saw. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, if the raglaim of the Rishon is still touching the mikvah, then we say gudachis, and all the water on the goof of the Rishon, which has already come out of the mikvah, is still considered connected to the mikvah, and it's considered the Sheni's going in to Rabbim Saw. And same says the Rashba's over here, that the Sheni, since the Sheni's putting his hands into a kiluach of Revis, that's considered as being Noitel Yodayim from Revis, and that's why it's Yotzer. So the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rashba is that according to Rashi, the Sheni who comes can be Noitel even after the Rishon is already finished. Whereas according to the Rashba, it's only when they're coming and doing the Tila, Bevas Achas. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Samach, Sifit Gimel, brings these two days down. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkot and Ayin Gimel points out that the Torah says that even according to Rashi, that Mashma, that the Sheni can come after the Rishon is already finished doing the Tila, but will only say that he can be Yotzer with the Keli of the Rishon, and it's considered Shiore Taira, that's only when we can see the Netilah of the Sheni being some sort of continuation to the Netilah of the Rishon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that means if the Sheni was waiting for the Rishon to finish, and then immediately afterwards he goes along and does the Netilah from the Keli of the Rishon, that's when we say it's Shiore Taira, and it's one long Netilah, and the Sheni is Yotzer even less than Revis. But if the Rishon finishes, and only a while later the Sheni comes and wants to use the Keli of the Rishon with the Shiraim of the Revis, then we don't look at that as being a Hemshech, we look at it as a new Netilah, and then even the Sheni is going to require a Revis. So to understand Pshat and Rashi, this concept of Shiori Taira, the Achronim explain that the Shir of Revis of Mayim isn't that you need to have this Mayim coming over as your Yodayim. It's just because we need to have Mayim, which have a din, that have a koyach to be Matayir Yodayim. And the share of the Mayim to be Matayir is the share of Revis. And therefore, so long as Lechatchil you had the share of Revis, so now it's Chal on this water is Mei Netilas Yodayim. This is Mayim, which is the koyach and the ability to be Matayir, because you have a share of Revis. And now, once they got that din, then now it can be Matayir even less than Revis. And therefore, when the Sheni comes along, after this water had already a Chalois din, Mein Atila, then he can use this water, even though right now, you don't have a Shir Revis. Because since Lechatchila there was a Revis there, and it was Chal in the water, a din of Mein Atila, then the Sheni can use it, even though right now he's not using a Shir Revis. So the Achrenim of Dan How far do we take this concept of Shiori Taira? That means in our Gemara we see that when the Rishon was Noitel, and now the Sheni wants to be Noitel afterwards, we'll say it's considered Shiori Taira. How about what happens if the Rishon himself had a Kli with the Revius, and then before he even managed to be Noitel, some of the water fell out? Now the Shaila is, do we say, since L'chatzchila there was a Revius there, and according to this Mahalcha Nachroinin, so it was Chalonat Mayim Mein Atilas Yodayim, so even though when the Rishon gets around to doing the Tila, then it's already Chasa, but maybe we should say this is also called Shiori Taira, because since L'chatzchila there was a Revius there, and it was Chalon the water, a Shem of Mein Atilas Yodayim, maybe even the Rishon can be Yotze because of Shiori Taira. Oy Dilma, maybe we'll say no, that the Chalois Din Shiori Taira is only Chal when one began to do a Maisa Natila from it. And only when the Rishon began and did the Maisa Natila from a Revius, that's when it's Chal in the water, Mei Natila, and is Machshir the Hemshech, the Shiraim of the Mayim, even for the Sheini. Whereas, if before the Rishon got round to doing Natila, then something was Chosa, so it was never yet Chal on the Mayim, a Shem Mei Natila. One has to have a Maisa Natila. That's the Tut Dodim over here. The emphasis is that the Chasam Sefer in Maseches Sukkah the Flamed Vav, he compares the Din of Shiori Taira to something else. We find in Erech Chaim Siman Ches, the halacha is that tzitzis have to have a certain shear. But in Siman Yud Beis over there it says, if the tzitzis began with a shear and then you had gardumim, which means that some of the tzitzis fell off, then since the Chatzchila you had a shear and now you have a shirayim of a good shear, that's why it's kosher. So says the Chassid said, that's also the understanding over here of Shiori Taira. Since the Chatzchili had a Revius, and now you're using the Shiraim of the Revius, therefore, it's considered kosher. And the second Natila is a good Natila. So according to this understanding, of course, just like by Tzitzis, it's only when it was first Chal Shem Tzitzis, and then afterwards it fell off, that's when we'll say that it's kosher. And that, but if the Chut of Tzitzis became Chosa, even before he put the chutm to the beged, then of course that won't have a dinner of gadumim. That's not considered shirayim of the tzitzis. And therefore, over here too, when will we say it's considered shiori taira, shirayim of mayim revius, that's only when the Rishon already did natila. And since that mayim already became mayim, which is matair, then the shirayim of that mayim, which is matair, can be matair even pachos revius. And therefore, according to this, then it's only when the mayim you're being mishtamish, which mayim was already used for natila, that's when we'll say shiori taira. But if it became chosim before the Rishon did natila, then avada, it won't be kosher. Now, l'chayra, the machloikis over here between Rashi and the Rashba, why Rashi says the halacha is that the sheni can be noitel even the pochus the revius, and the Rashba says that even the sheni needs to have a revius, is l'chayra, what is the understanding of the shir of a revius for natila siodayim? Rashi understands that the shir of a revius, it's not a din in the Maisa Natila. It's halacha, it's a shir in the Hechsher Hamayim, which is roi for Natila. And therefore Rashi says, even though the Sheni doesn't have a revius to Maisa, but since it was already chal in the Mayim, Mayim and Matarim, therefore even the Sheni can use this. Whereas according to the Rashba understands that the shir revius is the halacha in the Maisa Natila. That you have to be noitel from a revius. And therefore, it won't help the fact that the Rishon did the Natila, because the Sheni also needs to do a Natila. And since the Shir Revius is a Halach in the Natila, therefore both the Rishon and the Sheni must be doing a Natila from a Revius of Mayim. That would be L'chor of the Pshat in the Rashba. But Rabbi Reuven Grozovsky is Madayak, and he says that since the Rashba says that the Sheni is being Noitel of Asachas, the reason why he can also be called using a Revius is only because we say that since it's Leiposa Kakiluach, that since the flow of the revius hasn't yet stopped, and therefore even when the Rishani comes, he puts his hands into the Mayim after the Rishon has already begun, and he is not getting a revius of Mayim on his hands, but he's still connected, he's still considered Mechover to revius. That says Rabbi Reuven, if it would be Aloch in the Maisa Natila, that you have to be Noitel Yodayim with a revius of Mayim, then the fact that it's considered Mechover, that only says that it's considered there is a sheer revius over here, but it doesn't in any way call it that you've actually been noitel your hands with the revius of mine. Your hands have been in to something which has a shev revius. And therefore says Rabbi Reuven, even the Rashba is mavua, that he's also made to this yisod, which Rashi says that the shev revius is not a halacha in the maisa natila, rather a halacha in the shem mayim, which is matahir. But the Rashba holds that shiori taira won't allow you to say that since there was once a Shem Mayim and Matair, therefore that works for the Sheni as well. Rashba understands that even the Sheni we have to have right now, B'shas is Natila, that there is the Shemayim of Revis, which is Matayr. Just the Rashba says that for this Shemayim Revis, so long as you're putting your hands into a Kiluach, which there is a Revis there, and you consider the Mechobot Revis, even though you're not having a Revis of Mayim going over your hands, you just consider the Mechobot Revis, that's good enough. Because you still consider that you have a Shem Revis of Mayim, which has the ability to be Matayr, your Yodayim. Now the Gemara continues a few lines later, and according to the Ikad Omri, Ameima seems to say that even the Rishoin does not have to have a Revi'ez B'Shas Ntilas Yodayim. So Tosfos and Dibra Maskel V'Loi, he asks, how could the Gemara B'Ada have a minute to go and say the Rishoin does need a Revi'ez, but the Mishnah in Yodayim says clearly, Mei Revi'ez Noten La Yodayim La Echod, which is mafurish that only when you have Mayim or Revi'ez, only then is it kosher for the Echod, which is the Rishon. So how could the Mayim have had a half a minute to go and say that even the Rishon doesn't need a Revi'ez B'Shas Ntila? So Tosfos answers and says that a Mayim would say that the Mishnah is only talking about Ntilas Yodayim Trumo. And that's when the halacha is the Rishon has to have a Revi'ez. Whereas over here we were talking about Ntilas Yodayim L'Chulin, then we would have thought that maybe only by Truma do you have to Revi'ez, but by Cholin, even the Rishon can have less than Revi'ez. That's what Tosfos says. So the Shaila is, since the whole Chiv and Tilis Yodayim of Cholin is because of Srach Truma, so why would we have thought there should be a Chiluk between Cholin and Truma? If by Truma there's a Halacha, that the Rishon must have Revi'ez, that means there's a Shir of Revi'ez in the Tilis Yodayim. And even the Shein is only within Shiori Taira. So why the Chulin should we say that here even the Rishon doesn't need a Revi'ez? So Reb Leib Malin in Siman Samach Vav, and the same beer as well is given by Reb Reuven on Mikvois, they explain like this. That this halacha, that we have to have a Revi'ez, as we said before, and is, because today that the Mayim should have a Shem, that the Mayim is Matayr, there's a shiur of a Revi'ez. The reason is, just like we find that the Menatayra, the mikveh, the minimum shir of a mikveh is a Revi'ez. That's the minimum shir of a koyach matayr. So to buy yodayim as well. For natilas yodayim, when does the mind of a koyach be matayr the yodayim from tumma? That's only of a shem Revi'ez. And after you have a Revi'ez l'chatchila, then the sheni can be noted even from a shiari taira. So they say like this. They say that this concept that we need the natilas yodayim to be matayr, that is only by tumma. Because by Truma, where there's a sugya of Tumah V'Tahara, so then we need to go and add the Yodayim, which are Tmei before Natila. So we need the Natila's Yodayim to be Matayr the Yodayim from the Tumah. Says Tosfos, the Ravim and the Havim and the Held, that din is only by Truma, but by Chulin, where there's no Tumah on the Yodayim at all. It's just Shrach Truma. Then the gathering Takonos Chazal was, you just have to do a Maisa Natila. And therefore, just like by Truma we find that as far as the Maisa Natila is concerned, since we see that the Sheni can do a Maisa Natila even with less than Revi'ez, so we see there's no Shev Revi'ez in the Maisa Natila. The whole Shev Revi'ez was only in the Shem Mayim, which is Matahir. If so, that's only then in Truma, where the Natila's Yodayim has to be Matahir the Yodayim from Truma. That's why the Chatzili must begin with the Revi'ez, and even the Sheni continues that because of the Dinu Shiori Taira. But as far as the Maisa Natila is concerned, since we find by the Shein that even less than Revi'ez is considered the Maisa Natila, evidently we see there's no din, there's no Shev Revi'ez in the Maisa Natila. And if so, Tosfos says, then Ameim and the Havman are held that by Chulin, where there's no Tumah at all, and then the Natila's Yodayim is just a Maisa Natila, so then there's no Shev Revi'ez at all, even for the Rishon. And that's why Ameim are held that even the Rishon can be Yotzei Natila's Yodayim with less than a Revi'ez. To which the Gemara answers that no, just like by Truma, the halacha was Chazal Masakim, that Kedei the Mayim should be Matayr, you must begin with the Revi'ez, so to the Gavar Natilas Yodayim of Chulin as well, even though the Mitzvah Natilas Yodayim of there has not come to Matayr, but there as well they said that it's only kosher for Natilas Yodayim if you begin with Mayim of the Revi'ez. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud discusses the Shaila whether it is a mutter to eat Ramapo. Are we choishish that you'll be Negea or not? And the Gemara brings a raya from a Braisa. The Braisa tells us that Reb Tzadok ate pachis mikabetza with the mapo. So the Gemara's medayik, it's mashma, that the only reason why Reb Tzadok agreed to eat the mapo was only because it's pachis mikabetza. Vaistois, that had to be in a kabetza, then he would have only agreed to eat with the Natilas Yodayim. And if so, we have a raya that's also to go and eat the mapo. Now the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, if base, brings Yesh Oimrim, that ha'oichel pachis mikabetza, Yitoil b'loi bracha. The Beis Yosef says, this is the Rikach. Well, the Rikach has a suffix, whether is a person mechuyav to do Netilas Yodayim when you eat less than a kibetza. Explains the Beis Yosef, what's the suffix? The suffix over here is, since the idea of Netilas Yodayim is based on Srach Truma, and Srach Truma is, because maybe the Truma would be Mekabel Tuma, and since in our Torah we know that it's only Mekabel Tuma when you have a kibetza, and less than a kibetza is not Mekabel Tuma in our Torah. If so, maybe Chazal will only masakh Netilas Yodayim when you're eating something which could be Mekabel Tuma. And if you're eating Pochis Mekibetza, which in our Torah is not Mekabel Tuma, if so, there's no Chiyuv Netilas Yodayim. Or do we say that maybe not? Since Midrabanan it is Mekabel Tuma even Pochis Mekibetza, so maybe they were masakhing it according to the Klalim of Kabbalah to Midrabanan. And then says the Rikeach, it's a suffix by him whether you're Mechuyav Netilas Yodayim or not. And therefore, you should do Netilas Yodayim below Bracha. Bloy bracha, because the suffix. So the Chayim asked the Rikach, the Chayim of Kashim al Gemara. Al Gemara says that when they gave Reb Tzadik an oichel pachis mekebeitza, then he was not libe mapa. And the Gemara understands that the reason, the Havamina, the reason why he was not libe mapa is because it's pachis mekebeitza, which is therefore not mechuyav Netilas Yodayim, and that's why he agreed to eat libe mapa. And the Gemara's medayek, my love, had it been a kebeitza, you'd be mechuyav Netilas Yodayim. So how could the Rikach have a suffix that maybe pochis mekebeitz yochayim netilas yodayim? If pochis mekebeitz yochayim netilas yodayim, then how was it that Reb Tzadok agreed to eat it in a mapo? And Adrabba should be a rapunk vaket. How can the Gemara be medayek bites to his hokebeitza? Then you are chayim netilas yodayim. If, like this tzad of the Rikach, that you're mechuyav netilas yodayim, even pochis mekebeitza, then we should have a faket to diuk. We should say, since we find that Reb Tzadok was willing to eat pochis mekebeitza with a mapa, so you have a raya, that even something which you're mechuyav netilas yodayim, because the Rikach has a tzad that even pochis mekebeitza you're chayav netilas yodayim, and yet Reb Tzadok ate it in a mapa. So it's mefurish if so, that pochis mekebeitza is possible netilas yodayim. So how could the Rikach even have the tzad to go and say that you chayav netilas yodayim in pochis mekebeitza? Chayav mefurish now Gemara that pochis mekebeitza is possible netilas yodayim. So the Bi'ah Agro in some kufim ches of not wants to be miyashiv and say pshat, and the Rikach is like this. So the Rikach suffolk was that enachanam it's takam a furish in the Gemara over here that Reb Tzadok holds that pachis mekebeitza is potim netilas yodayim, and that's why he was willing to go and eat it in a mapo. And that Gemara makes a deal that had to be more than a kebeitza, which is chayav netilas yodayim, then Reb Tzadok wouldn't have agreed to eat it in a mapo. So he said, what's the Rikach suffolk? Says the Gaon Gevaldik, because the Rikach suffolk is like this: enachanam Reb Tzadok takah held that pachis mekebeitza, you're not chayav netilas yodayim, but that's only because he paskins like the shit of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds that the chibur k'samozin is only when you have a kibetza, which is k'dei sviya. And therefore, Reb Tzadok held that pachas me kibetza, since it's potter from Rabbi k'samozin, according to how he holds, which is like Rabbi Huda, that pachas me kibetza, which is not k'dei sviya, is potter from Rabbi k'samozin. So there, Chazal wouldn't have been a sakan netilas yodayim, because we're only a sakan netilas yodayim when you have a shir suda. And pachas me kibetza, there is no shir suda. And therefore, Reb Tzadok held like Rabbi Huda, that's why he assumed that you're potter from netilas yodayim. But the Rikach suffolk was, maybe the Didan that we hold like Rameya, who Rameya holds the Chirber Ksamozo and is even the Kazais. So we hold that the Shir Suda is even the Kazais. And therefore, even the Reb Tzadok has no Chirber Tiris Yodayim, that's because according to Reb Tzadok, who passes like Reb Yehuda, you don't have a Shir Sviya, therefore it's not Shir Suda. And that's where that off is, you're not Chirber Tiris Yodayim. But the Didan that we pass like Rameya, so the Rikach suffolk, maybe according to us, we told there is a Chirber Tiris Yodayim, even with the Kazayis. And that's why there's no Rav Mount Gomorrah. On the other hand, maybe the reason why he wouldn't be Chayim Tiris Yodayim is because it's about Kabbalah's Tuma. And if it's about Kabbalah's Tuma, the sense of an Atari Lemais is not Makabal Tuma, therefore there shouldn't be Chayim Tiris Yodayim. That's how the Goyin answers the Kasha of the Achroinim on the Rikach Mount Gomorrah, by saying that the Sofik of the Rikach wasn't in Tzadik himself. Reb Tzadok himself surely held the pachos mekebeitza, you know, chayim netilas yodayim. That's only because he holds like Rabbi Huda. But we hold like Rameya, now we talk of a suffolk even by pachos mekebeitza. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Rav, lo yitein odom prusa roteich piv shel shamosh, elu im ken yoidea bo yishenot el yodov. That there's an issa to go and give bread into a shamosh's mouth, unless you know that he's already done a netilas yodayim, because otherwise you're being machshel him with the issa of eating lechem v'da'an tiras yadayim lifnei ivor l'sitin mechshol. So the Talmid Rabbein Yoina in Brachos in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis from the Daf Yarif, which is the end of the 8th Perek, they say that from this Gemara, they bring that some Rishonim hold that just like in our Gemara we find that there's an Issa to go and give lechem to a shamash without netilas yadayim. On the same principle, if an Oni comes by and he asks for food, it's also to go and give the food to the Oni if there's a chashash he may eat it without netilas yadayim or without a bracha. Just like by us we have lifnei iver, so too over there too. And they bring the Rabbein Yoni himself said that no, that even though by shamash it's also, but by an Oni it's mutar. Because since by an Oni being mekayim a mitzvah of tzedakah, that overrides the problem of being machshelim to go and eat without a bracha. Whereas by shamash you don't have that. So the Beis Yosef in Kuf Samach Tes brings Rabbein Yoni and he asks, what's the difference between an Oni with his mitzvah tzedakah, so to buy shamash as well as a mitzvah tzedakah? And yet we find, in spite of the mitzvah tzedakah being marshal to shamash, Chazal still told us there's an essay to go and give him if there's a question he may be mevatel the mitzvah netilas yadayim. And so we learn from here that even b'mokka mitzvah tzedakah, one still has to be choshish for the issa of lifnei ivor l'sitin mechshol. And so too, asks the Beis Yosef, should be the din by every Oni, and therefore he argues with Rabbeinu Yoina. So the post can say different tirutim to answer the Beis Yosef's kasha. The Divrei Chamudos over here in Chulin, on this daf, Sifkot Ayin Dalet, says the chiluk is like this. The daf could buy an Oni, where the entire reason why you're giving me is because of mitzvah tzedakah, that's considered the mitzvah, and that overrides the chashash of lifnei iver. Whereas by a shamash, where the reason why you're giving him is not because of the mitzvah tzedakah, you're giving the shamash because you want him to serve you properly. And part of the service is that he serves you, and you give him a bit of food. And therefore, since you're not doing it lishma, it's more shalom lishma, therefore over here it's not considered you have a mitzvah of tzedakah. Masha'inkin by an oni, that's where Rabbi Yonah says that that's completely lishma, l'shem shamayim, that's where the mitzvah of tzedakah overrides the chashash of lifnei iver l'sitin mechshol. The Tazan Sim Kuf Samach Tes, he says a different teretz, and he says that the reason why by an oni, Rabbi Yonah says that the halacha is that the mitzvah of tzedakah overrides lifnei iver is because really it's a sofek. You don't know. Maybe you'll give him the food and he will make a bracha. So it's just a sofek. So says the Taz, that by the Oni, if you're going to go and tell the Oni, I'm only giving it to you if you make a bracha, he may get upset. And if he gets upset, then he's going to go away and he'll refuse to take it, and you've been mevatel the mitzvah of tzedakah. And therefore we go and say, ain't sofek moitz midei vadai, rather give it to him, which is only a sofek, instead of telling him to make a bracha, and then you'll be bevadai lose the mitzvah of tzedakah. Whereas says the Taz, in our Gemara over here by the Shamash, where since the Shamash is kofuf, in other words, he has hachna towards his master, the Adon. If the Adon will tell him, I'm only giving it to you if you do netilas yadayim, he'll listen. He won't be upset because this is his master and this is what his master told him to do. Therefore, we're here without telling it to him. You can't give it to him because you have you also have an option of telling him and then he'll do the bracha too. Vashenki by an Adon with his hachash, you may lose the mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. Rather be kind of the mitzvah of tzedakah at the expense of the chashash of lifnei iver. But either way, the Taz is also mavur, that if you know Bavadai hasn't done it, but there's a Bavadai lifnei iver, then of course the halacha is it's also to go and give it to him, because you're being machshelim with the issa of lifnei iver, loy sitein mechshoil. The sugi at the bottom of Amud Beis discusses the halacha that it's also for two people who know each other to be eating on the same table, bosor and gvina. Because b'choshesh, since they have a good relationship, they may tend to eat one from another, and one who's eating gvino may take a little bit of basa. And so to fakert, and therefore Chazal said, there's an issa to eat together on one shulchan. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in the Mishnah, says that shneach sanoin, two people who don't know each other, and as the Brisa says, zebo menat sofoin, zebo menat doroin, two people who live in completely two different places and happen to be eating together at one table, here there's no chashash that one will take from another, because they don't know each other. Since they don't know each other, there's no chashash, and therefore they are allowed to eat on one table, bosor and gvino. And the Braisa says in the Gemara, v'loy osru elo betfiso achas. It was only osur to eat together, bosor and gvino, if it's considered tfiso achas. So Tois over here has two pirushim what this means. The first pshat Tois understands that tfisa achas means we're talking about how close the people are eating together on one table. That it's only us if it's considered in the region of tfisa achas. And therefore Tois says, just like we find in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, which is discussing the avnei markulis, which become us when they're thrown onto a markulis. And the Gemara there says that they're us when it's considered tfisa achas. And therefore the Gemara says that if you have a hefsek in between them, that breaks up the tfiso achas, and then the avonim don't become osir. So to over here says Tosfos, since we're saying that when is osir to be eating on one table together? When it's considered tfiso achas, so were you to have a hefsek between the two people, even though the two people know each other, once you have a hecker and a hefsek, then it's mutar because you're no longer considered tfiso achas. And therefore, says Tosfos, the minhag is, nowadays, that when people eat together on one table, and one person's eating gvina, and the other one's eating basar, that they put either a loaf of bread, or a jar in between them, that's considered a hefsek, or they eat on a separate mapo, so they're eating on different tablecloths, and therefore that makes into two tfisois, and therefore it's mutar, because the issa is only tfiso achas. That's the first shayla of Tosfos. Then Tosfos continues and says that yesh mefarshim, others say the lashon tfiso over here comes from the lashon tefusas habayis, which means that when the father passes away and he's left his family there, and they buy schoira with tefusas habayis from one expense, from the expenses of the household. In other words, it shows us a strong relationship between the brothers, and the Gemara over here means that when we have a relationship between the two people, that it's tefiso achas, that's when the halacha is b'choshesh, one may take from the other. And Tosfos explains that if this, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that if you're telling me it's only tfiso achas, why should there be a difference who paid for it that has to come from one expense, from two expenses? To which the Gemara answers, this is only a moshel. This is only to bring out what type of relationship we are choshesh that one may take from the other. So the two pshatim are, according to the first pshat, tfiso achas, we're talking about the chetza. In other words, how close are the gvina and the basar on the table? And therefore, if you have a hecker, it's not considered close enough. Where according to the second pshat of Tosfos, tfiso achas means we're talking about the gavra. What type of relationship do we have over here between the two people? And therefore, according to the second pshat, there won't be any heta of hecker. Because it's not about the chefza, it's not about how close the basar and gvina is, rather about the relationship. And therefore, we have no makor to be matir when we have a hecker. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara discusses what's the halacha when you have two brothers, but they have a kepeda. Unfortunately, they don't get along. Are we choshesh that since they're makpid one and another, are we still choshesh that one may take from the other? Or do we say that since lo tog rabbanon, and therefore Chazal said anybody who is makir it's asa, and therefore these two brothers, since they know each other, therefore to remain asa? And the maskon of the Gemara is that by achin who are makpidin, we say lo tog rabbanon, and therefore it's just like two regular brothers, which is, of course, Asa. Now, the Torah in Simpeches learns from here that just like the Gemara's Maskona is, that by two brothers which don't get along, they're Makbid, it's Asa because of Loiprug. The same goes for any two people, even though they're not brothers, but they know each other, and they know who they are, right? So even if they're Makbid, and they're upset one with the other, still the Halachas will say the same Loiprug. Just like the Gemara says, Loi Plug on brothers who know each other and upset, so too will apply the Loi Plug to any two people who know each other but have a kepeda one or the other. That's what the Torah says. But the Yamshel Shloima says that since the Gemara discusses only Achim and not regular people, that itself shows us that only by Achim are we Makpid. In other words, only by Achim do we say Loi Plug. And we say that even though they're Makpid, it still remains Asa. But with other people who are makir, they know each other, but are makbid, are upset, here there's no fashash, and it'll be mutter there for them to eat on one shulchan, basar and vina, even without ekran, even without a hefsek. The Taz argues in the Yamshel Shloima, and he says, that just like by brothers it's mavu in the Gemara, that even though we swore we ought to be makel, why? Because there's no chashash, because they're makbid on one another, and nevertheless we say lo plug rabbonon, therefore the same logic applies as well by any two people, because then chanama, you have a swara to be makel, because since the makbid, therefore there's no chashash. But just like their brothers, we also have that swara, and yet we say loy plug, that we ought to say the same loy plug over here as well. So the Minchas Yankov says there's a chiluk, and he says, loy plug we only say when the majority of cases are osa, and it's only a small miut, then we say loy plug. And therefore, by achim, where normally brothers do get along, hinei matu v'manoim, sheva sachim gam yochad. So since normally brothers, the regular situation is they get along, and therefore, of course, it's going to be asa, therefore, even for the miut of cases, when you have two brothers which unfortunately don't get along, we're going to say loy plug rabbanon. Because b'derech klal brothers are asa. So even in these cases, chazal v'machalik, they made all brothers asa. Vashenkim with normal people, where there, you're not friendly with him, you don't have to be so upset with him, you're not friendly with him, therefore it's quite normal that you're makbid if he takes from your food. And it since it's quite normal, therefore, loiv cases of people which are makir could still be makbid. And therefore, we're not going to go along and be goyz the loiv after the miut. The miut after the loiv, the brothers which are makbid, after loiv brothers which get along, that we do make a loiv plug. But to be making gzeir of loiv plug, loiv people which are makir and makbid after the miut, which are makir and not makbid, that we don't make a loiv plug. And therefore, the Emel Chesakev sides with the Yamshe Shloima, who argues with the Torah and says that by two achim which are makbid, two regular people which are makbid, it's going to be mutter. So the place in Sin Peches says that this Shaila is taller than the two pshatim of Tosfos of Tfisa. Why? He says like this. According to the second shot of Tosfos, that Tfisa Achas means Tfisa comes from the notion Tfusas Habais, which we're talking about the type of relationship we have between the two people, that if it's the type of relationship where they're so close that they would buy it really from one expense, therefore that's when the halacha is that it's asa. So it says in the place here, l'chari there's a horror. According to this pshat, the b'raisa begins, and the b'raisa says that two achsanoim who came to one punduk, zebo menat sofoin and zebo menat doroim, right? And the b'raisa says, the halacha is they're allowed to eat, and we're not choishesh, that they're going to take one from the other, because since they don't know each other, therefore the halacha is, it's a motto that's no chashash. So the Reish of the Brayza already tells us that whenever the type of relationship is as such, that they're not makir each other, that it's motto. So why does the Brayza have to add and say, v'loy osru ela b'tfisu achas? We've already given a hakdara about the relationship, that when they're not makir each other, then the halacha is that it's motto. So what more does the Brayza have to add over here to tell us, v'loy osru achas? We can already learn from the Reisha that the Reisha already tells us that so long as they're not makir each other, it's mutter. Says the Plesi, Elomai, the reason why the Brayza is coming to add and to go and say that you need tfisa achas, that's to tell us that besides with the Reisha, which the Reisha tells us that when they're not makir each other, it's mutter, the Brayza is coming to add and to say, and even when they are makir, it's only when it's tfusa achas, it's only when there's a strong, good relationship. That's when the halacha is that it's going to be osa. But if you have two people which are makir, but unfortunately they're makbid, so it's not considered tfus achas, that's all the safe of the price has come to be marabed to go and tell us that even such a case would be muta, like the shit of the Yamshe Shloima. But that's only if we go to the pshat of Tosfos, the second pshat, that tfus achas, is also talking about the relationship. And therefore you have this deal that we already discussed the relationship in the Reisha. Whereas according to the first pshat of Tosfos, that the din of tfus achas is about telling us about how close they're sitting around the table, therefore we don't have this deal. And therefore according to this pshat of Tosfos, then the halach would be like the Tur and the Taz, that even two people, Rosh HaMakir and Makbid, would say, Loi plug rabbanon, kol tov yeshekoyach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.